Yeah, Cheered Up Feared Up. And that was David Kay. And it is all songs about, well, you know, contentment today. Being in Vermont for a little bit, I found out why the folks are so damn content. And that is because of three important things. And that is, of course, ice cream. They have very good ice cream there. And maple syrup is astounding. And the cheese is spectacular. And those, you throw those kind of things, those three things at a human being, and they are going to feel pretty good. And I got a request. Let's see if I can knock this out. Yeah, because I'm all about, you know, this is always open stuff. So RZA, I guess a request, RZA put together a new ice cream jingle. And this is interesting because I did a little bit of quick research on this. And the reason why he did this is because the regular ice cream jingle is usually like Turkey in the Straw. And that was actually like an old minstrel tune. The guys used to do blackface. So, yeah, so this is kind of cool. He did his own ice cream jingle. And this is here you go, listen. That's pretty nice, if I must say so. And I just did say so. That was RZA with his ice cream jingle. And let's see. Let's move Scoop over here real quick. Scoop over here. Oh, that's funny. Let's see here. What do I got? This might be Jonathan Richman. So needless to say, let me play around over here and get this. There we go. Much better. Whew. So needless to say, it was a nice little thing. So here's the thing about and when those ice cream jingles, actually the Entertainer is the other one that they always play. And that's that Scott Jarrett do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Probably a good idea of what hell is like is being an ice cream man. Because you just hear that all day long. It's worse than like when you're working in a store and somebody opens the door and is like, ging-ging, and they hear ging-ging all day long. Ging, ging, they heard it in their dreams. Ging, ging, when someone opens the door. Bad enough having some jingle. Oh, so that RZA tune actually is pretty pleasant. You know, it's like on hold music. Who in their right mind says, hey, this on hold music is pretty good. Let's loop this. And why not make people on hold even more angry? And give them silence. Just give them silence. Don't say, "Hey, we thank you, caller. Thank you for calling. Please, Oliver. Everybody's busy, and they're really wanting. Can't wait to talk to you. And because they're lying, it's a machine talking to you. It's a robot that said he was a robot. When you're hearing this tape loop like an ice cream jingle over and over again. The worst ones are for insurance companies. The insurance companies ones are the worst because basically it is just kind of like, it's like, here, let's give these guys some musical Valium, and let's see if this kind of calms them down before they complain that they have to that they're going to have to pay more on their deductible. That kind of thing. So you're already mad already that you're going to be talking to somebody. And I rarely yell at somebody because they're just doing their job. They're just on the other end of the phone. You know, nobody on the other end of the phone cares. I mean, it's not their money. It's not their thing. But boy, the on-hold music and the ice cream jingle, those are the kind of things that maybe I'll do a whole show just of on-hold music and ice cream jingles. That lasts about 2 seconds. This might be Jonathan Richman, Ice Cream Man.
Hi there, everybody.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to sing about the Ice Cream Man for you. Well, now, Ice Cream Man, upon my street. I heard your truck outside is really neat. Ice cream man, upon my block, your little chimes, they reel and they rock. Ice cream man, ring your bell, play the music I've learned to love so well. Ice cream man, ring your chimes.
driving a cheesecake truck. Because I figured at the end of the day, I could take some of the leftover cheesecakes home. And I love cheesecake. So I went to the cheesecake company, and they asked me if I could drive a truck. And I said yes. And they said, you're hired. So the next day, I got in the truck with all the cheesecakes, and I drove about a block, and I just had to have a cheesecake. So I pulled over and opened the truck, and I got a cheesecake. And I also took one for later, and I took one for my friend Farm Boy, and I took one to bring home. And by that time, I had eaten one of the cheesecakes, so I took another one. Then I figured I might as well stop at my house and drop off all the cheesecakes. So I take five cakes to eat on the way, and I drive another block and a half to my house. Now it's lunchtime, so I ate 10 cheesecakes and a cheesecake for dessert. I should point out, by the way, that all of these cheesecakes were very delicious. Anyway, I decided that the only thing to do would be to eat all the rest of the cheesecake and hide the truck somewhere and leave town. And I miss everybody a lot, but I'm not really sorry, because they were very delicious cheesecakes.
Here comes my bus. Pardon me, sir. Is this seat taken?
No.
Is it okay if I sit here?
Yes.
Do you mind if I eat my cheese sandwich?
No.
I got some cheese crackers. Would you like to have one?
No, thanks.
I like cheese. Do you like cheese?
Yes.
I'm glad you like cheese. I like most kinds of cheese. I like Swiss cheese. Even the holes in the Swiss cheese. They taste good. But the holes got no flavor. I'm a cheese lover and a cheese-eating flea market cowboy. I live in Florida, and I get most of my cheese at Cowboy Junction Flea Market in Lecanto. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't eat cheese. I even got a cow and a goat, and I make my own homemade cottage cheese, pot cheese, sliced cheese. Otherwise, I buy most of my cheese at the flea market. I like most cheese, but certain made-up cheeses and Limburger cheese, I don't go for. Cheese crackers, they make a good snack. Good at parties, with sodas, beer, Kool-Aid, and so forth. And I like cheesecake, and I like cheese pizza. You sure you don't want one of my cheese crackers?
No.
I hope I'm not disturbing you while you're reading your paper.
No.
Hey, look, buy one, get one free. Advertised, cottage cheese. Boy, that's a good buy. Did you ever eat Ukrainian Christmas cottage cheese?
No.
Boy, that's good. It's got fruit in it. Well, here it is, Fairview Road. That's where I get off. Where did you say you're getting off at?
Horseshoe Bend Road.
Horseshoe Bend Road? We passed that a half hour ago, on the bottom of Frenchtown Hill. Gosh, that's bad. Before I go, would you like one of my cheese crackers?
Yes, yes, yes. Give me one. Yes, yes, yes.
Poor feller. I hope they bring him back from Trenton, New Jersey.
There you go. No, that is not Slim Forsythe. That is Buddy Max doing cheese-eating flea market cheese-eating cowboy. Sounds a little like Slim, though. It does a little bit. Anyhow, before that, we heard Ice Cream Man by Tree the Right, which was the band that the guy from Morphine started out with, the band called Tree of the Rights. They did Ice Cream Man, which is an old blues tune. Oh, man, and King Missile with Cheesecake Truck. Man, King Missile was hilarious. What a great band King Missile was, man. Yeah, they had lots of fun. And then what else did we hear? Oh, then we started out with Jonathan Richman doing Ice Cream Man. And, you know, Jonathan Richman sounds all nice, like ice cream, like a little kid. But this is years ago. I seen him live, and I just saw him have this weird meltdown on stage because he's talking. He's up there doing his little like kid shtick, like, and then, you know, you're riding your bicycle, and then you get spaghetti stains on your T-shirt, and you're riding around. And someone actually said, could you play, you know, Roadrunner or something? And he just clicked off his cute routine and just went nuts on this lady, saying, like, I'm not your jukebox. Oh, you don't play. It was one of those really super uncomfortable situations. You know, Jonathan Richman might come off childlike, but man, oh, man, sometimes he's a crazy brat. And just put out some super music. You got to hand it to him. The guy took kind of like the Velvet Underground sound, and he kind of made it into like a new wave thing with a lot of very simple, pretty tunes and some nice rockers. Pablo Picasso, I mean, the dude wrote some great stuff. He did a country record, which is pretty good. But like I'm saying, one of these things where love the music, don't really want to meet the artist. And that's probably, you guys probably, you know, I know a lot of people are disappointed when they meet me. You know, like, well, I like your radio show. Well, my wife thinks you're a jerk. I get that a lot. I don't care. I do this for me, and, you know, it's a nice thing. It's a very content thing. Speaking of content, that's why we're doing all songs about cheese, ice cream, and maple syrup. I got to get another maple syrup song up here. Let me get. I want to actually start this next set off with a maple syrup song. Just due to the fact that there's so few songs about syrup, or as my one Spanish neighbor used to call it, sirupi. She used to call it sirupi. Yeah, she used to. I guess that's a Spanish thing. I pronounce every word because there was the sheriffy, and there was sirupi, the sheriff, and the syrup, the sirupi. There you go with that. So now you know. Old Spanish ladies pronounce it sirupi. So this is all about Vermont. A week in Vermont was quite contenting. You go over the border of New York and you leave all that nasty stuff of upstate New York. And there's some nasty sections to it. But you get right into Vermont and everybody is just, it's a different thing. It's like Portland. People in Portland without the ego. Because when you're in Portland, sure, it's laid back, but everybody wants to tell you about their DJ night. Or everybody wants to tell you about their band. Everybody wants to tell you about, like, this stuff or this pop culture thing or this tiki stuff or this. And Vermont is like, you know, the only bad thing musically, it's so laid back the music stinks. Because it's a lot of Grateful Dead cover bands. That's basically a lot of Vermont. It's all basically And I never could understand, I never, still to this day, cannot understand the attraction or even understand why people like the Grateful Dead. Because Grateful Dead is just, to me, like monotonous country rock. Monotonous country rock is all that Grateful Dead is to me. Pleasant. It's pleasant. I mean, but do I need to hear a 17-minute version of Dark Star or 14 minutes and 18 seconds of Truckin'? No. It's let me, the palatable, monotonous country rock. However, a million times better than Canned Heat. Canned Heat and the Guess Who are the two worst bands ever. How those bands ever got anywhere. Canned Heat, Going Up the Country is easily the worst rock and roll song of all time. Going Up the Country is easily the worst tune. You just want to stick a knife in the guy's eye while he's singing it. It's just such a horrible tune. Ugh. And everything by the Guess Who, with the exception of American Woman. But I think they stole that from somebody else. American Woman was just too good of a song for a Guess Who. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah, what can I say? And, but the interesting thing about Vermont is the accent. Okay? I think it's even uglier than the Pittsburgh accent. Because the Pittsburgh accent is like a Boston hillbilly. Up there, it's like a Boston Canadian. So it's like a Boston Canadian is what you get when you get to... Because I actually thought this one guy had a speech impediment. I was like, oh... A couple of these guys are talking like this. This is some kind of weird Vermont accent. Either that or they both had speech impediments. I could be incorrect. So how are you bums doing? That's wonderful. We are enjoying some contentment here, aren't we? Just your island of contentment in the world gone mad. Zombo in your brain. And I know that you're hearing a crackly signal if you're listening on the radio, but please go to your computer. For now, the computer stream is very nice. Or you can go to zomboco.com. I'll probably post today's show by the end of the day, and you can listen to it without the crackles. And you can even skip past all my talking and just get to the music, or skip all the music and just get to the talking, or not even listen to it at all. That's the joy of freedom, isn't it? The freedom not to have to listen to the show. Okay, so I got a good, this is from El Paso. When I lived in El Paso, hung out with these guys called the Star Mountain Dreamers. I wish these guys really, they were a lot of fun, but they were a great, great Mexican rockabilly band. And I think the one drummer went off to, like, play with Big Sandy and all these other guys. But Sippin' Syrup, Star Mountain Dreamers, and John Zumbo. This is a demo that you won't hear anywhere else. You won't hear anything of this anywhere else, but you're going to hear it now. Well, it ain't a good thing, but this bar runs deep. I'm
45. Sidewalk Sunday, strawberry surprise. Got a cherry bicycle right on time. I got a big stick mama that'll blow your mind. Cause I'm your ice cream man. I'm your one man band. Your ice cream man. Baby, I'll be good to you. If you miss me in the alley, baby, don't you fret. I'll be coming back around. And don't forget, when you're tired and you're hungry and you want something cool, I got something better than a swimming pool. I'm your ice cream man. I'm your one man band.
Gonna sleep. Five of them, four of them, eight more, babe. Mama cooks the bar?
No.
Who's head cheese at our house?
Our house.
Who's the bar
today?
Who to please at our house?
Our house.
Who will get his way?
How should I know? Johnny gets a spanking when he has been bad. Someday he'll be thanking both his mom and dad. He is always kicking his little rocking horse. Then defies a licking. Does that make him the boss?
No. Who's head cheese at our house?
Our house.
Who's the boss today?
Today.
Who to please at our house?
Our house.
Who will get his way?
Mama had a secret, one guess will allow. She couldn't keep her secret, it's no secret now. All you would-be bosses go peddle all your fish. We all were thrown for losses, but we got our wish.
Who's head cheese at our house?
Our house.
Who's the boss today?
Today.
The man single-handedly keeping rock and roll alive, Mr. John Spencer, and the Blues Explosion, Blues Explosion, Blues Explosion, from their incredible record from 2012, Meat and Bone. That was Ice Cream Killer, And John Spencer was just in town not that long ago. And man, let me put it this way. It was a club cafe, and it was a killer show, but I knew I better wear earplugs. So I wore earplugs. Now, I wore earplugs, like the nice foam earplugs that really kind of, my ears still rang for 2 days. That dude was loud. But, man, what a show. Blues Explosion. Yeah, John Spencer. We heard before that Marigold Moreland, Marigold Moreland and her family doing Who's Head Cheese at Art House. And that's the kind of song that you're going to be singing, right? It's going to be by 3 o'clock in the morning. Who's Head Cheese? That's going to come right into your brain. Sorry for the brain worm, but Who's Head Cheese at Our House is so catchy. There's some little home recordings some family did in the 60s. Nuts. Before that, we heard also from the 60s, Lords of London doing Corn Flakes and Ice Cream. And then we heard Gang of Four doing Cheeseburger. That was from 1995, so that was a chunk of change ago. Ah, Screamin' Jay doing the Tom Waits song, Ice Cream Man. That's his version. And we started off with the Star Mountain Dreamers doing Sipping Syrup. And actually, that was released on Rhythm Bomb Records. I had the demo of that, and I never knew that they actually released that officially. So that's really nice. So you can get a whole album of that on Rhythm Bomb Records. So how are you, bums? Wonderful. All right. Is everybody content? Is everybody feeling all right? Is everybody good? Sarcoma! Yeah. Odds are, you've heard that word before on this here radio show. And 40 people are diagnosed with sarcoma every day. It's a life-changing word because, short pause, I want a long pause. I want a minute pause. I want a minute pause. Oh, man, sarcoma's cancer. Boo! Through awareness, I don't know about the awareness, advocacy, research, come on, find a cure. They don't want a cure for sarcoma. They want treatment for sarcoma. Ain't no money in the cure, my friend. Sarcoma Foundation is bringing hope to families that have been turned upside down. Damn. I think it's a little worse than being turned upside down. Turned upside down is like, that's not good. I think sarcoma is a lot worse than getting turned upside down. Take it from someone who's been turned upside down. It's not so bad. You know, you kind of, unless you got a hiatal hernia, then getting turned upside down might be a problem. But still, it's far better than sarcoma. Join the sarcoma folks at oh boy, damn it, damn you, sarcoma.com. Damn you all the hell, sarcoma.com. There you go. Oh, it's such a great word. It's like a monster, sarcoma. So, I am shocked as all get out. All right? Because we are doing songs about the contentment found in Vermont through three very important things. Their maple syrup, their cheese, and their ice cream. Made for very content people. It was just such a great mindset being in Vermont for a while and enjoying all that. Every day, you know, ice cream, maple syrup, cheese. Oh, it was awesome. Nobody requested this. The genius of Neil Innes and Eric Idle, the Ruddles, Cheese and Onions.
Mon argent passe se transforme d'un seul coup en carambas et il fait doudou. Tout le monde le fait la morale. On lui souhaite l'excitation morale. Ça devient vraiment banal. Moi je ne sais pas, je ne viens pas ça. Thank you.
put my spoon in her freezer. It fits like a rubber glove.
He actually released that as the Blues Man, but it's actually Roosevelt Sykes, great piano blues man, doing Ice Cream Freezer. Yeah, kind of a dirty number there. And we heard Ronnie Bird doing Cheese, which is actually the French word for lies. So the word lie in French is actually cheese. So that was called Cheese, the lies. And then we had another French tune, and that was by La Sans Culottes, Those Without Pants. Doing deux boules de glace, which means two scoops of ice cream. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, for Paul and the CBD tool, who probably is going to request this in about 40 minutes. I just played it. Cheese and Onions. The brilliance of Neil Innes. Oh, what an amazing human being Neil Innes was. The Ruddles. Cheese and Onions. Zombo right here. And, oh, don't you feel that contentment? Yeah, I do too, man. It's just this nice little spot. You sit on that plateau and just kind of, you don't want to climb much anymore, but you've gone a journey. It's not like you're lazy. You're taking a little respite and enjoying a repose and looking at your achievements, whatever big and small they may be. And maybe you've done some really nice things you forgot about or some nasty things you forgot about. Think about the nasty things. That's a good time. Ooh, that's crazy. So why we are doing these songs of contentment, songs about cheese and ice cream and maple syrup, is because the land of contentment is Vermont. I just got back from vacation on Vermont, and I just noticed that the people are very content there, and that it's just very laid back, very content. And I attribute that to those three food items being so plentiful, being so delicious, and being so nutritious. All three of those, yummy. So there you be with that. So that, and plus, you know, they're totally back at the home of Bernie Sanders. Come on, man. You got to tell me they're doing something right. I really do think they should get rid of all this other and just kind of blanket this country with Vermont cheese, ice cream, and maple syrup. And maybe, just maybe, we could see our differences. No, it ain't going to happen. Humans stink. Humans stink. They really do. But it's just nice to find a little pocket of contentment. A little island of madness in the world of insanity. That's Zombo in your brain. And I'm going to be here next week. What's happening this week, and I'm only going to tell you once, Polka Maniacs are going to be playing at Inner Groove Brewery in Verona. That is going to be Saturday, this coming Saturday. That's tomorrow? I got a gig tomorrow? Hey, yay. Go figure. Yeah, that's tomorrow, like 6 o'clock. It's going to be a nice little Augusttoberfest. So that is fun. And then we're doing a fundraiser September 13th at Trace Brewing for the Harris for President. Yeah, because I can't keep my mitts out of politics. You know, I got to try and do something. This way, you know, if you just complain and don't do anything, you're really a jagoff. But if you do something and not complain so much, you're a decent human being. Yeah, you're following the Mr. Rogers thing where you just try and do something nice and not complain so much. That's a thing. Isn't that a crazy thing to do? Enjoy life? Be content? Wow. Because basically all we are is the stuff of the universe, observing the universe. You know, we're the stuff made from the universe, and we're just conscious of the universe, which is kind of fascinating. I mean, there's big, giant, you know, planets and stars and galaxies and just so much out there. But really, do they have consciousness? They actually think that the sun might have some consciousness. Believe it or not, that sounds insane. And you know what? Probably is insane. Because there are some insane theories out there. The string theory, multiple dimension theory. Some of that you go down that rabbit hole, and it really borders on psychotic. It really does, so. You know, but people believe anything, you know, believe an invisible man in the sky. You know, but you believe that, you can believe anything. I'm just saying, you know, that's the thing. It's just a thing. But be content just for a little bit. You know, never stop, you know, reaching for the stars, but kind of sit down in an easy chair and just relax. Just kind of stretch a little bit. And as you're stretching, you can reach for the stars. You're not going to reach the stars. No way. It's fascinating to think that the light you see from stars are from dead stars, you know, because that it's like a million light years away, and that star did not last a million years. So it's really light from dead stars. So that's really crazy when you think about it. You're looking at the stars like, man, well, that thing's just not even there anymore. We're just seeing the light. That's nuts. Or it could be like little pinholes in the sky that we see through. Yeah, people believe anything, you know. Thunder. Oh, that's just angels bowling. I was told that when I was a kid. Thunder is angels bowling. My parents they're playing baseball. Really? Okay, fine. Why are they taking a bathroom break now? Never mind. All right, so this is Bob Williams. Now, he actually did a song that I play every now and then called Cheese Crackers and Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. This is the original version before Pabst Blue Ribbon kind of threw him some moolah and made it a commercial. So here's Bob Williams, Cheese and Crackers, Zombo in Your Brain. Once again, let me explain. It's not songs about food. It's about the three main foods out of Vermont that cause so much wonderful contentment in the state of Vermont. And that is, once again, maple syrup, ice cream, and cheese.
Park in a car on a lonely street. She nestled closely to his side and kissed him very sweet. She stroked his hair so gently, said, "Hold me tightly, dear. Tell me, darling, what do you have? Crackers, cheese, and beer." Said, "Give me cheese and crackers. That's all I ask, my dear. Just give me cheese and crackers. Crackers, cheese, and beer." A salesman came into our town and met the farmer's daughter. With big cigar and diamond ring, a city wave he taught her. While sitting on the porch that night, he gently drew her near. "Here's something you can have, my dear. Crackers, cheese, and beer." Said, "Give me cheese and crackers. That's all I ask, my dear. Just give me cheese and crackers. Crackers, cheese, and beer." Married and honeymoon is nigh. The bride was very nervous and started in to cry. The groom approached her in alarm and tried to calm her fears. "Just tell me, sweetheart, what do you have? Crackers, cheese, and beer." "Say, city. We think that all the girls should learn, especially if they're pretty. Don't ever slap a good man down when he starts drawing near, 'cause he just wants to give you some crackers, cheese, and beer.